You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 314, another countdown to kickoff mini episode. Day number 22 is all about Asmer Bilal, the sophomore from Indianapolis, where he attended Ben Davis High School. He is 6'2", 230-pound linebacker, currently competing at the weak side linebacker spot with a few other guys. And we'll get into that, but first we want to start with his recruitment to Notre Dame. So go ahead, Randall, and get us started.
Yeah, Asmer Bilal was another in-state guy for Notre Dame, a four-star recruit. And his junior year is when he really showed up, and he finished the year with 106 tackles, 5 sacks, and 1 fumble recovery. And then he continued that his senior year. He had 155 tackles, 104 of those solo, 6 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, and 1 interception. And they did end up winning the state title. They had to play for the state championship game. They played against an unbeaten Carmel team. And in that game, he had 8 tackles, 3 pass breakups, and forced fumble. Definitely played a big role in that game and helped them win the state title. And then they finished the year at 12-2. And but definitely had a good senior year. He did end up playing the U.S. Army All-American Bowl and, recorded a couple tackles in the game there, but then came to Notre Dame as a four-star linebacker.
So Asmer is currently, along with Tavon Coney and Grimartini, competing at that weak side spot, and I'm not sure who's going to end up winning it. I'm leaning towards probably Coney is probably the most likely to win that spot, but Asmer definitely is showing a lot of good things in fall camp and this spring as well, when Coney and Martini were both injured. Watching him in high school, he was so smooth. He looked just incredible, a beautiful athlete. If I can say that.
That's quite the phrase.
I just loved, how he moves. I guess the question might be, he's not as big as Coney, so if he, maybe it's more situational, where if they're going against bigger teams that tend to run more, maybe Coney would get the nod there, but if it's a team that would try to get to the edge more, maybe Bilal would give better option there. So he definitely,
Bilal has put on some good weight, and I think I even heard the term that he's maybe the WWE guy. Like, he has bulked up, and
well, hopefully
definitely he might actually be a guy that could play against some of those against a run.
Hopefully it doesn't affect his movement too much. But either way, I think he's going to contribute this fall, even if he's not the number one guy. So
yeah, well, some people actually think he could be the number one guy if he can take advantage of Coney's injury.
Yeah, Coney definitely, obviously wasn't there in the spring or wasn't able to compete. Anything more, Randall, that you want to add?
Well, Bilal was the scout team MVP last year, and one interesting fact that was that he traveled to the Clemson game. I don't know if they were worried about depth or is, but that's pretty unusual for a scout team player to travel to the game like that. Besides, and it's not a quarterback. So the coaches were definitely watching him on the scout team, and is making a huge impact and came with MVP.
Very good. If you want to follow Asmer on social media, he is at Asmer Bilal on Twitter. And what is his Instagram handle, Randall?
His Instagram handle is the same. It's Asmer Bilal. So just his name.
All right, that's all we've got. Thank you guys for listening. Check back again for another countdown to kickoff mini episode. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.